So welcome to Unlock Your Soul with yours truly, Anthony, your soul. This is where we scratch beneath the surface to find out what really makes us human. And as usual, I am at the very beautiful Nairobi Street Kitchen. Thank you for having us all the time. We are in the main area, the piazza, where we just, we're going to be showing you more of Nairobi Street Kitchen. But in the meantime, I have two very lovely guests with me who, I don't know if they represent Gen Z or they're just like just Gen Z millennials over there, I don't know. But what I do know is that they have a lot to say as far as relationships are concerned in Nairobi. They say Nairobi is a very big plate and a very big bedroom. So if you have, if you're in a relationship in Nairobi, you're probably, you probably have gone through character development. So I want to know from these guys, what does it mean to date in Nairobi, in Kenya, in the 21st century? We're going to be talking about sex, relationships, monogamy, communication, finances, all those things, ambition. Join me in welcoming the very, very, very beautiful Wakaleli and the very handsome Mr. Omuya.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
The intro
is amazing. Cindy,
thanks.
So before we start off, let's start off by you guys telling us who you are. So Wakaleli, tell us who you are, what do you do, who are you with? Are you single?
I think who am I with?
Yeah.
I'm Cynthia Wakaleli, as you've heard. I just finished university, graduating in a few weeks. I'm a performer, artist, I sing, I dance, I do all the good stuff. Am I with someone? Yes, I am with someone.
You're with somebody?
Oh.
In this Nairobi?
Hey.
Well, see
wow.
What?
you must be so, what's the word? You must be so positive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let us see the figure. Wait, guys.
Yeah.
I am with someone.
Yeah.
To figure out.
Okay.
Come on, you're Nairobi. So Nairobi, so you're in Bele.
Okay. What about you, Omuya? Tell us more about you.
Omuya Brian, a poet, a photographer, videographer, and content creator. Yeah, I've unlocked the comedy side in me. This year, I believe so. Yeah.
Okay.
In terms of relationships, nah, I'm single right now.
And your relationships for you is like a no-no.
Nah, I don't believe I'm in the right mindset right now to be in a relationship.
Okay, I mean, because I know you personally. Let's start off with the fact that you're a baby daddy to somebody. You have a kid somewhere.
Why do you have to put that target here, baby daddy? Why not you're a father to someone?
Because you have a baby mama who you're not together with.
She's not a baby mama. She's my daughter's mother.
But but she's a mom to a baby, right?
Yeah, my baby.
So, and you're also a dad to a baby.
My baby, yeah.
So you're a baby dad.
So you're a father.
I'm a father. Let's talk about the fact you're a father.
Yeah.
By the way, which is good that you actually mentioned that. What do you, don't you like about that term, baby daddy? What is it about it that you don't like?
Ukiangalia, let's say, nene, it's a tagline.
Yeah.
And then expected, there's some... A lot of stuff which is expected from a baby daddy, which is negative.
Yeah.
Nah, baby mama appear. Like, it's like calling someone...
Like a deadbeat.
Yeah, exactly.
So you feel like if by being called baby daddy, it already means that I'm already alluding that you have drama in your
exactly,
relationship.
Yeah, baby mama drama, baby daddy drama. Nah.
Okay,
nah.
So noting that you already sort of have really in that, you're deep inside there.
Yeah.
What does it mean for you taking care of a child yet you're not actually like living with the mother of the child? How's that from a relationship point of view? Do you double and double in other relationships? Do you find it difficult to be out there?
No, as long as there's communication between me and Tatiana's mother, we're good.
Yeah.
We might disagree, but it doesn't get to that point of drama and stuff.
Yeah.
Because the moment a child Nini senses that there's like a bit of friction, it affects the child's well-being and growth. So we make sure we have a positive co-parenting stuff as long as there's communication.
Is there any jealousy based on the fact that maybe if you see her, let's say she's moved on, she's gotten some guy who's really taking care of her, or they're probably very happy?
Nah, because I got my first child when I was 25. And at that point, we thought, oh, okay, now we have a daughter. Let's try this thing called marriage and stuff.
Yeah.
But it gets to a point you realize when you start living together, that's when kuzileza. Wow.
Yeah.
Yani umse, umsana ngenga na slippers kwa nyumba, like there's some small stuff that naza kukuirritate in Africa poetry, because like, yo, let's sit down.
Yeah.
I work.
It's not working.
You're a good father, you're a good mother, but this marriage thing,
it's not working.
I don't picture myself 20 years down the line, auntie. This is, I chose not to have a peace of mind just because tuko na mtoto, wacha to act ati nika tuko married and stuff now.
Wakaleli, are you ready to give somebody a child?
Now?
Yeah.
It's somewhere in my mind.
Yeah.
But when the time comes, probably, yeah.
If you are, when you talk about kids, how many kids would you want to have?
I mean, like 4. I can do 4. If I have money, I can do any. Let's go.
You can.
Let me just leave my DNA.
You come from a family of how many kids?
8. My sister passed, so 7 now.
Wow. So you're used to like being in a family with a lot of kids.
A lot of kids.
Wow, so that's quite interesting. You'd want many kids. I know Brian is a single kid, but he's not spoiled. He's the only child.
Oh.
But he's not spoiled because he had to raise himself.
It's only me and my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had to raise himself, so it's not easy for... I feel like people like him, I don't know, maybe... Would you want many kids?
Nah. Only one. Okay, at the moment right now, my mindset, because it's only me and Tatiana.
Yeah.
And then the fact that we didn't end up like... Because being raised by a single mom, you want to have this, you want to make it up like I want a nuclear family where there's the mother. I don't want to have kids outside.
So
when this one did work out, saying ile mindset, I'm going to end up with Tatiana only.
Mm.
Unless in the future my mindset will change as
Thank you, Joanne.
As you grow. But for now, nah.
For now it's a no. How soon or how far are you thinking of getting that child? And for who? Would you... Okay, I don't want to ask that question. Because that question will put trouble in your relationship. But how far or how soon?
To be honest, I don't think it's time-related for me.
Yeah.
I think for me, being a mother,
yeah,
you know, I also have someone else that I'm taking care of. So if I'm not okay mentally and physically and financially...
Yeah.
If the child is gonna come na atakuwa poa mentally, physically, nini, it's also a no.
Yeah.
So also the person that I'm also with, he has to be the able father that I want to be, you know, the father of my child. So come up here, see if it's a no.
Yeah.
You know, like it's so many things. But once I get that comfort of, okay, I can bring someone into this, nini, I'll definitely do it.
What about, what if it's a deal breaker for the person that you're with? What if he tells you, me, I want a kid in like next year, I'd hope we'd get a kid together, or we'd be, you know, I want us to really, we take this to the next level. Would that, and he's like, that's a deal breaker for him. Would you be like, bye?
Yeah.
It's
next.
A wrap.
Yeah. Todo, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
I can't give birth now.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Like, it's not really ready. I'm sorry. But ready.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. What do you think about relationships in Nairobi or in Kenya in general? How's been your relationship sort of graph? Has it been like a good one? Has it been stressful? Has it been, oh my God, it's Nairobi boys?
Hey.
These ones.
Well, kumbuka mo Nairobi boy.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Oh my God. Okay, in the beginning, obviously, for me, I can say, kuna vitu nasianga about Nairobi,
yeah?
And then there's this thing that you see.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's ups and downs, there's people, there's everything that goes on in relationships, kuna drama.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But maybe kidogo Nairobi nilihepa kidogo.
Yeah. That this is too much.
Nilihepa tu kidogo.
Is it because watu wanakulana sana Nairobi? Like you can't trust... Can you... it's very difficult to trust people in Nairobi. It's so... I mean, people lie through their teeth.
Ni Kanairo, bro. It's Kanairo.
Yeah, but you do know like you're part of the Kanairo.
Oh yeah, but...
And men will probably make it difficult for women to trust us.
No, what? Even ladies, look at the standards.
Yeah.
A woman will say, I want a stable man.
Yeah.
Someone who will provide a sense of security.
Yeah.
That's your standard, nile, the old generation where man is to provide.
Yeah.
But when it comes to me, setting my standards of a particular mtu wangu mwenye mimi nataka.
Yeah.
Nikisema, I want nikifika kwa nyumba amenioshe nguo nini you're like misogynist, because like, no, but you're the same person who wants this traditional man,
yeah,
why not me?
Yeah.
But I mean, as a, like, a traditional woman, yeah.
Guacarelli, would you, like, okay, now I'm going to put this in a, so I think the best way to also put this out is, yeah, I'm going to put you guys in a scenario where, oh, the, yeah, two of you are dating.
Yeah.
So we can begin to break down,
yeah,
what are some of our do's, our don'ts, our pet peeves, our, yeah, our, you know, what ifs, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So Omuya is here. He's a traditional Kisii man. Him, he's like, you know, me. Is that kind of person by the way you are?
No.
Okay, but yeah, do you want to go home and find that your wife has cooked for you or she's taking care of your clothes and laundry and all that stuff? Does that tick boxes?
Nah. I just don't want,
yeah,
ikweni duty yake, like a tea, and I just, like, ah, nikifika home and I need to cook, ne, blah, 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 blah. No, we can always tolerate each other's and stuff. We meet halfway.
Okay, so yeah, are you willing to, mm-hmm, for Kaleli to come and find you at home having washed the dishes?
Yeah, for sure.
Huh? Wakaleli, have you met a dude like that in Nairobi?
I mean, yeah, wako.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but you're shocked.
It's nice. It's nice.
Yeah. Really nice. Ama, you're saying they only say this when they want to inkiza you box.
Nah.
Wakta kukula vitu. They're like, oh, they'll say anything.
No, trust me. Wait, let me give you a scenario. When Tatiana was breastfeeding,
yeah,
Kiyo Mdogo and stuff,
yeah,
we had to divide the chores.
Yeah.
Aiko ile nje sense nye ati. Now food imekuwa, ningepika.
Yeah.
Angemo, let me cook ugali and then I'll cook.
But any difference kuna mtoi involved. So naturally, kuna ile tu empathy. This is my mother's kid. This is my wife. I have to take care of her. I mean, this is... But I'm saying, like, naturally, in a relationship where you guys don't have kids, in a very Nairobi-neutral, yeah, relationship, where, like, right now, you're coming from this podcast, you go home,
yeah,
and you probably get home before her, and then you decide, I'm going to mop the house.
Yeah, I'll mop the house.
How many men are willing to... What? Are you... You're just saying this for the camera. I don't...
Nah.
Do you believe what you're saying?
Trust me. We usually rush stuff. Like, Nairobi no longer... Tuna rushing into relationships. And then after you kishanza kukapa mojo or something, ndio unaanza ku realize, oh, at some when you mengi, there's no dating in Nairobi. Nile tuingie.
Imagine.
First and foremost, nah. Wakaleli, do men even know what dating means? Because when I hang out with women,
it's
I want to
know each other.
But that's, yeah, the thing. When, yeah, I hang out with the ladies, one of the things I realize is they always tell me, Anto, men don't even ask you to date.
Oh, yeah.
They think you taking them to NSK 3-4 times your favorite, mm-hmm, place at him in a date.
Dating.
Una unolza wakele, wo meulza dem, can we date? Ama una mpilekanga two out.
No, tunanzanga two out.
That's the thing.
Alafu.
You know, we unolza date, yeah, could date.
No, nime wa, like, nikani mwambiaje, yo, can we meet at NSK? Tukisha fika.
Iyo ni kwenda out.
Nah, tuende tu, like, okay, for lunch. Ah, uko STR, niko STR. To patane up, let's eat. After that, probably after a while back, then and maybe a day, we can go somewhere. we go for a movie or something.
Wakaleli, is that dating? Let me know.
Nah, you're getting to know each other.
No. For us. You in, yeah, your mind, is that, yeah, dating? In your mind, is that dating?
The early stages of dating.
Yeah,
yeah, okay, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
But for you, are you dating? Juhaja.
I'm getting to know you. Akuna ati dating sijini nini.
The reason I'm saying is because a lot of times men,
mm-hmm,
will date women and the women are not dating them.
Yeah.
Nairobi. Because you've never asked. The thing is, I think we have to learn the art of asking people out and, yeah, and communicating, which is something we're going to get to. You should tell somebody, Niaje Wakaleli, I like you. Manze, can we date?
Can we date?
Even something as simple as, can you be my girlfriend?
No, you know, actually, after the first stages of the dating part, do you have a point because you're like,
okay, can you, okay, yeah.
No, but the thing is, I tell Joliza to come out, you're dating, so why are you assuming you've been dating? You could literally be having a bestie.
Wait, it will, oh, let's, yeah, distinguish,
oh, I think
this.
It, yeah, gets to a point, sasa, after mbeanza kuzoeana, hapo sasa ndo kona the right ya kuuliza, okay, where are we going? What's the vibe?
Oh, yeah.
And, but what, you know, men, we don't want to ask that question.
No, that's pillow talk. Nairobi inakuanga pillow talk.
Yeah, but the after moment the sex, a lady tells you,
what are we?
And the moment, but that's the thing, the moment a lady tells you in bed,
yeah,
what are we?
Men,
friends,
even Leo, your, even like your, even like your nini just starts now, yeah, you no longer, because, yeah, we don't want those questions.
Yeah.
But maybe Okaleli would say that she's the girl. Hmm. Is it important for for men and women to be very clear about what the fuck we are doing.
Of course. Like at when you tumeongelelea, like the scenario of we're in the house, yeah. This one is doing this, this one is doing that. Most yeah. of the problems come from we did not talk about these things, so we were getting to know each other.
Exactly.
Like, we did not lay out what we want, what we need, who are you to me, who am I to you. But it's very important to say, this is what I want from you. I'm not ready for a commitment.
Yeah.
But we can hang out.
Yeah.
But if you're a woman and you don't want it, unamwambia tu next. Yeah. Like I'm not really here for games.
If you end up dating somebody who just tells you, like, maybe agrees from the onset, that by the way, me, I don't do stuff like that. Like, rather, Mimi, I hope when I come home, you know, you'll have cleaned the dishes, you'll have... get my food ready.
Yeah.
Are you in your 20-something ready for that sort of a relationship?
Yeah, I mean, a traditional kind of relationship.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm all in for that because I've grown up in a place where mom does mom, dad does dad. So dad provides dad this, that, and mom knows cook this, that. Personally, I wouldn't take it vibaya because I'm also not going to be there sweating, you know, my behind off
yeah.
office, dealing yeah. with men. And, no, my man does that.
So yeah.
yeah.
When he comes home, he can come and just find food. A massage, all the good stuff. I don't really mind as long as as long as you're doing what you need to do as a man for me.
Yeah.
Because you know, be the protector, provider, nini. I'll do it for you.
So unambwapa, just go get the money. You go take care of business. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll take care of you. Have you been in that kind of relationship at all in Nairobi where somebody? Because when he heard you say a massage, I could see his heart drop. Guy, what's on a massage in Nairobi? Was that a bit surprising for you that somebody's willing to go that extra mile for you?
Yeah, it was, but it was so awkward and weird. It's like living with your mostly kauja nini, like if you haven't gone through the early stages,
yeah,
alafu jipate ndani uko ndani ya relationship purpose size ndo mnaanza kujuana,
yeah,
I think it goes kwenda chini,
yeah,
like inafika point ni kama naishi ka brother na sister.
So basically a lot of people, then the reason why a lot of people have problems
yeah
in relationships in Nairobi
yeah
is because people decided to get intimate,
yeah,
and if it wasn't for a kid yeah. you'd never really have these problems,
yeah.
Because if you got intimate and moved on, like, to mekulana, so moving on to
yeah,
the next,
exactly, yeah.
life moves on, you'd have moved on. I mean, you'd have been like, yeah, that's what happened, it happened.
Yeah.
So we're friends, we're besties.
Yeah.
But because there was a result of this car relationship,
yeah.
So now we're having problems because now I have to be stuck with you.
Yeah. So, and then...
But also, it sort of comes out like we're actually just naturally toxic people. Is this a children's show? Help us to reveal who we really are.
There's a culture in Nairobi called Tukulane.
Mm-hmm.
So Kulana Kwanza and Dionaza. But what's your second name?
Wow.
Size on Dionaza Kujuana.
No, actually realize not even called, like, let's say they're not called Kales.
Yeah.
They are called Wakaleli. So you realize by the way, my name's not even Kales.
Yeah.
Kales, I don't know who came up with that name. You know, my best wako. My actually full name is Wakaleli.
Yeah, okay. What do you love doing during the... Because they meet at a club.
Umeangukia someone that wants to get to know you.
You need even... It's even now more. Umeangukia.
Most times, if a guy gets what he wants, which the goal is, I want to be intimate with this woman. I want to be intimate with this woman. Sindio.
Yeah.
Ikifika, in a way, the interest for him ends. It just dies down. But if you have someone who really wants to get to know you, alafu ndo mnaanza kujuana.
Well, check up over your sunny complicated because for you, you use sex as a tool lenye. Wachani shikilie, you get to know me first.
First
you don't
and
want
foremost,
to give it up on your first date.
Always remember this. Mm? Women are the gatekeepers of sex and love.
Yeah.
Never forget
debatable.
That.
Debatable.
No, it's not debatable.
It's not debatable.
Mm-hmm.
Women are the gatekeepers of sex and love.
Uh-huh.
Men are the gatekeepers of all the things, money, relationships. When you sleep with a woman, she has allowed you to sleep with her.
Yeah.
So, EADRT, manze lipata, oh, manze udema lingia. Bro, dema aezingia box, niwewa unengia box. A woman will sleep with you. If she wants to, not at the other way around. Manze mi najuanga kuwateka.
Or probably she wants it.
She allowed you. She was gatekeeping, so she allowed you. And the reason I'm saying is because
Fair enough. Yeah.
When you say ati that you're using sex, for example, as a tool to like, you know, hold off and like, you know, but why not? Why is it that we're so quick to want to give? Ikukulana and itukulana is the reason why we have problems.
Now, on the other end, why would you want mwanaume anini to some open up to show your emotions? Nini. Probably we're also using that as a tool because the moment I open up, kuna time, we always have this fear, you're going to use that against me. So same case how you feel, I'm going to use sex against you. Same case, we always feel you'll use my emotional side against me. To say, wakati, we are having a small quarrel. We have to wash hangi box, I'm going like, what the heck? Or,
si, vitu ni inevitable.
Yeah, you.
But also, I feel there's also an upbringing thing here, and not for me, not a toxic masculinity. I just think it's a manly thing in the sense that we're not used to dealing with this emotional side of ours. That anybody who walks into our lives and threatens to see our real selves, we now feel like, no, it's like the end of the world.
Yeah.
But no, if you're going to be emotionally available to her, what's the wrong in being emotionally available to the person that you actually want to be in a relationship with? Why is it a big deal?
You're using sex, not giving me on the first day.
Okay,
it's a two-way traffic.
But hold up.
Yeah.
What has her given you sex on the first day?
Mm.
What does it prove to you?
For me, it doesn't prove anything and stuff, but...
But you're so adamant that if I wanted the first date, give it to me on the first date.
Nah, I'm not saying that. Natamaji, like, usiyeke ni kama, like, men only want sex, nini, ukipeana, you feel somehow cheap or something. Like, when ukipeana faster...
But also kuna ebu tuambie ebu wakaleli ebu tuambie issue ni gani mbona ampeani day one there's a 90 day rule. Do you have a 90 day rule by the way yourself?
No, I don't think I've done such like no.
May feel like you have a 90 day rule, you really don't feel that person.
To be honest, like in a
you're like let me just maybe I like them some way, along the way.
Like just to be honest, adults are adults. If you want to give it out on the first day, that's cool.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? But also, if you don't want to, okay. Mm. And the man has to respect the fact that it's not at a given like that.
Yeah. So, you're putting this 90-day rule to Seme. Hypothetically speaking, you're putting this 90-day rule. Ndio tujuane. But remember, me as a man also, I have this emotional side. Stuck you nijue hivyo because probably you're going to use it against me. You see how when you contradict.
Okay, Mimi, what I want to know from you, Omuya, is why are you so hell-bent on not opening up yourself to someone who you're sleeping with? And this is why the Tukulani culture, this is why there's a problem with the Tukulani. Because y'all just want to be out here spreading STIs with anybody because of just Tukulani for fun. It's such a co-curricular activity that when somebody says there are rules, you're like, no rules in this game. Let's just, no. I mean, even board games, everything, there's sports day. People have rules every single day. Why is that the most important part of your body, literally, from a sexual point of view, is the one that you just decide it is just a free for all?
It's private, but it's not free.
But it's just
but
available, emotional.
That are you, it's a problem. Ndo mana kukula na itaisha.
Okay, wewe unogopa wakaleli, mkio kwa hao. Akamena, by the way, usije kufurafura hapa tunanyamaza tuongee for 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
Because maybe amejua ati wewe ukijam unanyamazanga.
Yeah.
Okay? So now you don't want her to call you out on your nyamazaring thing, on your keeping quiet thing. Mm. So you don't want her to know that side of yours because you're afraid she'll call you out. So in essence, I feel like you might literally be I'm not a psychologist, I don't know, but you actually might be carrying some trauma within you where you just don't want to deal with the trauma with it. You're triggered when you're in a relationship.
Oh.
Or maybe just admit and say, I'm not good relationships. I don't want relationships. Me, I'm just Tukulane gang and that's all I want.
Yeah.
No, and do you know kuna madem kama up here? Like,
yeah.
Most definitely. Yeah,
also like, yeah. But my only thing is that, is that I make it right?
Yeah.
Just because there's like a million of you in Nairobi.
For me, trust me, na yangalianga hivi. To each it is its own. Like, do you? Like, it's...
You say to each
relationship,
to each one it's on
its
their own.
Own on their
why,
had
to each is horny. I'm like, to each on their own.
No.
Like, it's like you see in you.
It's for you, yeah, and of course.
Yeah.
it's for you guys to determine how you want your relationships to be. Ni nyinyi wawili mnalala kwa kitanda moja, or rather nyinyi wawili ndio mko kwa nini moja, kwa nyumba moja. So it's you to define your relationship. Relationship yako yezi kwa kaya mwingine. And when you try and start comparing that, nini.
Yeah.
Norma. Ebu angalia, let's say we go for a double date. Unajua hapo nje sasa ndio vitu huanzanga.
Yeah.
I'm over here with my girlfriend. You're over here with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
So the girlfriend will do something like ile. Oh babe, eka, nini hapa? Eka napkin hapa.
Yeah.
Ataniekea. And then harsh, you look at you. Zileza. You don't even do that.
You can't even do that for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you see, there's a huge issue with a lot of comparisons.
Yeah, comparison. You can't compare your relationship to another
like
one.
Tired.
But what is okay? Is it a bad thing if is it a bad thing for you to tell Omuya like, even you get the cue?
Miss you ni okay ni ubaya like kama unam belittling away, like using the comparison. But come on, Amambia, you know, like, did you see that? I would like more of that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But me, no, kusema ukweli, if it gets to a point, what talk on so many traumas and wounds that they are carrying with themselves.
Yeah.
If your preference for someone who you want to date is someone that is emotionally intelligent, that is this kind of person, and they are your wako.
I love for Pia. Something I realized, Pia, sorry to cut you short, like, from my past relationship, nearly realize family, it's good for you guys to also try therapy once in a while. Like, end a therapy.
Okay, but this is what I believe. I mean, I feel like therapy needs to be from a personal perspective first before it becomes a group therapy or a couple therapy, because y'all ain't even married. And if y'all need therapy when you're dating,
I know, dating
when you're married.
Side, yeah.
But also, I feel Omuya, and this is a thing for me, and I always like to look at life in a different way.
Yeah.
So, you're there with your girlfriend. I'm here with Okaleli. We're also dating. So, you're with your girlfriend there. Mm. And I place the napkin with Okaleli, probably hold the chair for her before she sits down.
Yeah.
And your girlfriend gives you the cue of like bombastic side eye.
Yeah.
You know that thing on that GIF on Instagram.
Yeah.
Can't even do anything about it. For me, there's two things here. One, you can choose, and that's what I'm telling you, it's really based off of the things that trigger us. You can choose to say that you see, this is why I don't want to come here.
Oh yeah.
Because you start now thinking of things like the way me na kuangusha or the way I don't do things for you. I'm not romantic. Or you can choose and say, it's just a napkin. It's just holding the chair for her. She just gave me the bombastic side eye to tell me, bro, like, step up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
What is wrong in taking it from that perspective of like,
nice.
You know what? Let me also do it for her. Let me also make her feel good. Rather than, now you're not telling her, like, in your mind, you already can't wait for the fight in the evening.
Yeah.
So you want to go on for the double date because you're always comparing me to Anto. All
right.
My thing is choose to see it from a positive perspective.
There's negative criticism and there's positive criticism, and the approach here, your positive criticism. Ilenye, okay, you may find you evil, lakini don't react to it. Like, choose a time and place how you're going and the approach to and stuff.
So I believe criticism is criticism. Mm-hmm. The biggest issue is always, I don't believe in positive or it's negative.
Yeah.
The biggest issue is always the delivery.
Oh yeah, exactly.
I can
easily
tell you, Omuya, we were going to the church event and I didn't like how you were dressed. That's criticism.
Yeah.
This is me telling you now, in terms of delivery,
unavangaje
ni kama si tumetoka machokora.
Exactly.
You see now, I've belittled you.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I've insulted your family, those sort of things.
Yeah.
What is positive or negative is the way you perceive
exactly
how you're criticized. And I think for me, that's a really huge issue, which also leads me to the question of like when people have relationships in the open, public relationships, like when you said, you know, putting our stuff out there and comparing ourselves. What do you, for example, feel about the likes of, let's say, someone like Ambare and Rapudo and putting their business on the gram? Is it too much? Is it none of our business? Should we be bothered or should we not be bothered?
It's none of my business, but it's a business by itself. It's a relationship. They're capitalizing on their relationship with all their attraction and attention they're getting.
Yeah.
They capitalize off that.
Yeah.
Like wanapata do.
Yeah.
Leo utamona Nairobi Gossip Club.
Yeah.
Some
club, yeah, it, yeah.
When you put your relationship out there, Evo, like, utapata hizi comments, mob, then you're like, people are all over your business.
Yeah.
Also. And you, that's not a relationship, that's a business.
Would you and your mans, or if, like, let's say you ended up dating someone who's probably in the limelight, would you be comfortable in putting your business out there for people?
Would that
be a deal breaker? Like, by the way, if you're gonna do this stuff, every time we have to take a selfie, I don't mind it for memories, but if you're gonna do this for, like, Sidri, we're trending, nah, brah.
Nah.
And it's breaking many marriages, yeah. Like, kunawatu wana nini.
The people who are comparing themselves to
exactly,
that nonsense.
Yeah.
Now, most of the couples when you walk out and, you know, all in the social media face, they're not even as happy. They're not doing what they're telling you to do.
Yeah.
It's like all this. Why would I put a big ass billboard
to celebrate our anniversary? That's so personal between me and you.
I mean, at the end of the day, people do what they like to do. If that's your cup of tea.
Yeah, exactly.
You only be a shara, bro.
It's like Will and Jada. I mean, I feel there's a lot of things you can say about Will Smith. Mm. And for example, and somebody said it, I was watching something on TV and they said it very clearly. They said, you know, these guys have always been the ones to give us tips. You know, the gurus of everything in life.
Yeah, yeah.
In pursuit of happiness is all about them. They will know everything that you should do to be happy in this world. But kumbe, niggas are not even... even married.
They're actually separated. Actually, Venyelianzo, from the perspective, if I nikiangalia perspective, yeah, Will Venyelianzo, this is a perfect face of the family guy. But now you're putting that into Nene for everyone to see.
Yeah.
Remember, it's not only kuna, the wedding is always good, the honeymoon is always good.
Yeah.
But now you have to face the marriage.
Yeah.
This guy invested on the wedding instead of the marriage. Because after marriage, that's where you're going to find the real deal, Sasa.
Yeah.
Now, where's the answer? The moment you're living good with your wife, remember, we also want to see how do you fight with your wife?
Like, exactly.
How do you deal with this situation? So, lazima kuna your money already table
for,
and stuff.
Yeah, but for them,
for
them, it was always we have the blueprint.
Yeah, of everything.
Of everything, and even now that Will Smith and Jada are having whatever, I mean, they're not even fighting or whatever. Now that Jada Pinkett Smith is only releasing this stuff, he's only talking about how to park. By the way, she needs to get over to park.
Jada will park.
She needs to get over, like, to park. And is this even Air Force that she was... Who's doing the Air Force? Is it Khalid or somebody? Or I can't remember, Big Joe, whatever. And they're called TS. TS, yeah, the Air Force. They're called TS something.
Yeah.
And someone was like, what does the TS stand for? Tupac Shakur. I mean, what are the odds? But for me, it's the idea that...
Yeah.
Is that she's literally drowning this man called Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And he, yesterday, actually... 5 hours ago, he was actually at her launch speaking very nice things about her based off of the book Worthy.
Yeah.
She's again utilizing the public space again as a business entity
to
push the book Worthy. I mean, every time I check, now she's even in New York with that guy who asked people, what do you do for a living?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's everywhere. She's all over our faces. The point is also for people to learn is that some people are also willing to go to any lengths to literally, whether it's not even safeguarding the relationship, but safeguarding the pocket.
Yeah.
They don't care about what you think or how you feel.
Yeah.
Then they'll do anything to safeguard that pocket. So I feel if you compare your life or you compare a relationship or you sort of use them as the anchor as to how a relationship should look like, you should also understand why are they in a relationship.
Yeah.
Then if your values align, then maybe you can follow the Will and Jada Pinkett Smith style. But theirs is, I'm telling you, I think it's one of the most contemporary, different, unique, but also kind of annoying relationships.
Yeah.
Because you bombastic side your husband when somebody makes fun of your alopecia. He goes and slaps the shit out of another man who's like half his size.
Yeah.
and then you come and tell us, oh, by the way, we were not even like married when he did that.
Yeah.
Imagine.
And he was there saying, keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth. And I'm like, bro, you're not not even Kumele is even your wife. And there's all these things that we're now getting to learn that way before even that happened, Chris Rock had tried to, like, you know, Katia, Jada Pinkett. So I feel like he probably even Will Smith was now also like catching feelings from like those days.
Yeah. Imagine all those people when you wanna attack to love like Will and Jada.
Like Will and Jada, yeah.
Right now wanaangaliana wakiangalia hizo kitu.
There's even an Alicia
zile za bombastic. Oh,
there's even an Alicia Keys song like Will and Jada.
Even
J. Cole from No Role Models.
Yeah.
I want the Will say drama. every time when I perform and I ruka your part.
There's no
Akuna.
So we're saying, so Wakalele is saying me I'm good with, you're saying that you're good with the with people professing their loves the way they want. Will you be okay if Omuya blasts you on a billboard on Thika Road and is like the love of my life?
Yeah.
Why not?
Omuya is too kissy. He is not gonna waste his money like that.
I mean, yeah.
Ain't no way wasting money like that.
Natukia chana.
See on the risk, ama. But do you do something thinking about the effects of it? This is a negativity. The perception of life, literally, like life is so easy if your perception of things is positive. Because everything is happening for your greatest good. Ata ni kekoko billboard ni sawa. It may happen. The present time is you love me. You feel ni kama ni fine if I do this for my wife, for my whatever. Cool. Siyazi feel vibaya, lakini.
Oh, okay. Let me get it. If at our early stages, nitakuwa nishajua whatever you love, whatever you need. So I wouldn't go niyeke billboard ni kijuaje you don't like that attention. Itakuwa ni kana cross borders and stuff, nini. I'm not respecting how you feel and stuff. But if you're that person, when I know whatever you love, nini, if you love that attention, probably I can capitalize on that.
Once in a while, for my
if I do this gesture.
Yeah, but there's always this thing of when people do that, it's always a man has fucked up, and that's why he's and that's why he's doing this. Wakaleli saying that we are always so negative that if somebody even decides to ati, I'm gonna put up a billboard of my cheek on in West T or like let's say next to NSK where she really really loves.
Yeah.
I must have cheated on her. I must have done something wrong. And that's what I'm telling you. It all goes back to these traumas that we have. That even the person you're trying to profess your love to will start asking you, umefanya?
Oh, yeah.
Kwa nini unanifanya vitu mzuri? So people are used to being so traumatized and hurt and abused that when you come right in and show love, immediately you must be doing something wrong, including men calling you a simp.
Yeah.
So if I am publicly showing love to my girlfriend Wakaleli, how am I a simp? And what is the standard of being a simp?
No, you mentioned your kitu nimekumbuka ile meme fulani. This is how I usually picture Nairobi dating scene. Nile. Unaona ile picha ile wa madhao ile uko na gani hivi?
Mmoja kwa mlango mimi na melala hivi.
Nikawa kuzile tuza. It's like water going on the edge or something. Who na do?
Yeah.
Like trust him, break nini and stuff.
He may break it before to engage relationship. Like
mnaangalia na tuzile tuzo.
Maybe that's why we have tukulane culture.
Yeah.
Because what's smash happening is that pass. People are just wanna smash and pass. And the moment you sort of want more than that, it comes with no. But this is what I don't understand. You're willing to sleep with somebody. But the moment they want you to account for this thing that you guys might be having, you are more scared and worried and you are tense about that than actually somebody telling you, I want to sleep with you. If you want to sleep with me, the first thing I want to know is, what kind of person are you? Why is this happening? Is it going to be a one-day thing? Like, why are we doing what we're doing?
Anto, sex is easy. Relationship is a duty. No one wants that relationship duty. Like, not no one. But kuna watu wengi when you anagopa that duty that comes with the relationship. Like, remember, if me and you, we're going to date, you have to give 100%. I have to give 100%. And then, naiona manisha, there's a duty of compensating and tolerance. Ilenye, you don't like it nikiacha viatu kwa mlango, but the love is way big, so ni sawa. I can tolerate that.
I'll start changing. I'll start doing.
No,
yeah.
Not even necessarily changing.
Oh, no. Okay, okay, I get it. Oh, you can tolerate the leaving the shoes there. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
you
okay.
You can tolerate that. Yeah. Like, you know how he's quite issue kubwa and stuff.
Yeah.
Same case with me.
Yeah.
Kuna vitu spendi kutoka kwake, but I can compensate and tolerate.
Yeah.
So that's a duty.
Yeah.
People are juangi. Whenever I'm giving her, let's say, 80%, she needs to give me 120%.
Yeah.
Whenever she is giving me 80, I need to give 120%.
Yeah, but the problem with that is that now people start burning out in relationships. There's a burnout, literally. Because if I'm doing the most for you, and if I'm compensating, if I'm always trying to hide you,
actually,
and this is why, and somebody was even asking Josie, some chick on TikTok said, why is it hot women who are so, like someone like Wakaleli, powerfuls, amesoma, koyuni, manzi, amemaliza, she's working, she's touring the world, she's in love with Anna junkie, like them dude Acha kipigo picture next to her, and I was like, how did this do? She even said, Ama, it's the world's way of punishing the lady into a humble way. I'm saying that to mean you do so much for people, and now what happens? You end up having somebody in your house. Fine, you might have like a lady in your house. She said she's okay staying in the house. But no, the difference between having someone in your house and a bum. You end up having a bum in your house, a couch potato, somebody, all they do ni kuchana.
Yeah.
All they do ni ku have time na mabeshte. And me and all my people who chana, me I chana once in a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot chana Monday to Sunday.
Yeah.
You have all they do ni anachana kwa mtu wako 35 to 38.
Yeah.
Yo shida kwa movie.
Yeah.
Kaze anajuanga what the newest movies
local
are.
Club.
Kwa club. Ukimwa akienda place ya pool. Hey. Hakuna mtu anacheza pool kama yeye na kwa 32 anapiga watu kwa pool. Point yangu ni this small compensating, tolerating, all this, you end up having somebody who's living in the house with you who now has become a bum. Now Wakaleli ends up being a mother.
She's no longer a
girlfriend or a fiancé, she's a mother now.
For me now nangaja ikifika hiyo point, man talker. Because
this is easier said than done, Omuya. You know enough people
who, as we speak
right now, are probably watching this and saying, this describes everything about this asshole in the house. Yeah.
Like,
now,
if
Nile, sorry. Nile, yeah, if I know my girl, Tusema, if I know inamboingi kweka huko kwa nene, kweka viatu kwa mlango, and I've seen like, chini ya maji venya nazitoanga naeka, tomorrow nita change. I'll have ile nye.
That's you, Omuya.
Apendi and vitu kama hizo. Same case na utakuwa tu zile tuza. Okay. Nimezoea hii kitu lakini.
This is in a perfect relationship. Yeah. In real relationships, it's gonna be like, what's the issue na yosa? Issue kubwa ni nini? Like, what's a big deal? What's a big deal? But also remember we said we bring our real self in this relationship.
Yeah.
So when I start showing my real self also now, does she always have to compromise? Oh, you watch kwa via tu chani mwachane tu na yeye.
No, it depends how many long term and stuff.
Like,
and
okay.
And how long you're willing to tolerate that. In a Africa point, because la, fuck it, man. What is this?
Yo.
But mtu, for a short while, uki tolerate alafu when I'm a change, there's that room of, for him to change. So it's all good.
What are you willing to tolerate to Wakaleli?
I can tolerate a lot of things.
Yeah.
But ukiingia relationship, to be honest, I think watu wanadhani relationship ni kama ku kwenda mahali kukaa chini na kupoa nini na kumaliza kwenda.
Beds of roses.
Yeah.
Like you need to be ready to be in a relationship. Na si ati niko ready ati, yeah, sure, you're my girl, I'm your Z. You're selfless.
Yeah.
Okay. If I tell you this is the problem and this is not who you are you willing to change?
Yeah.
Are you selfless enough kusema, she doesn't like this, but I will change it for her.
Yeah.
You know, it's now not me, it's us.
Yeah.
This decision, this thing that I'm making right now, how is it going to affect me and us in the future? Kama hauko ready to answer those questions, kuambiwa, oh, please don't do this, do this. Wachana nayo, see must. Na ikifika mahali, umekwama, like this relationship is literally like pushing you to the corner of the corner of the
bringing out
yani, wachana nayo. Scarcity mindset ndo inafanya unakaa hapo. Your self-worth, your self-image is work.
Yeah.
You're thinking, if I don't leave this man, I will not get another one. So you are dating someone when you're in form one.
Yeah.
Class eight.
Yeah.
You found another one and another one and another one.
Yeah.
Your self-concept should be so good and you should work on yourself because you're going to basically attract the same thing that you want, you know?
Yeah.
So if you're there, like, oh, I'll just stay here because I don't want to be lonely or your life is going to be shit.
Yeah, oh, biological clock. You know, if I don't get somebody now.
Ni nani wako 40 hawaja olewa ni nini. Like if your time wako na raka ya for your things, okay, cool. Get married, do you? But please have a standard, please.
Yeah, and also be ready to risk it all in the relationship.
In the relationship, if you're not ready to risk shit, wachana nayo.
Would you date? I'm gonna bring it to now the way our parents sort of think. Would you date, marry somebody out of your tribe?
Of course, like for me, it's all about character and your.
I'm saying this based off of the fact that we know how our parents behave. If you bring your kisi, if you bring a kale chick home, there's some truth that your in-laws are gonna act a kind of way like.
But it's okay.
Are they the one marrying?
Yeah.
Me, I'm not marrying my parents or anything. Come on, Taki, I can have a private.
AG. Yeah.
Nevo. Life iko hivyo.
Yeah.
Aya, so sawa. And then it gets to a point enye, because actually ni mzuri. Tutakuja kuona mtoto siku gani nini nimepata watoto nini like also, kidogo now
because
I thought you
and
guys
and maybe it's a blessing in disguise where you can actually stay away from your in-laws and just stay away. What about your girl? Does it matter the tribe of the person that you're with?
Not really. I mean, to some point, but not really.
Huh? To some?
To some point, but not really.
The reason why I'm saying this is because I don't want to sit here and lie to you. Listen, you don't have to be tribal for you to say, I cannot marry somebody from this tribe.
Oh, okay.
It's just one, again, I said, we are a result. We are a product of our bringing, of our everything that, of our DNA. Yeah. Our parents' DNA is who we are. So if somebody sits and says, hey, Mimi, so you come and say, oh, I'm Maasai. That's just, they don't have to hate Maasai. It doesn't mean they hate all Maasais. Just because somebody says that, do you like, but I don't like mangoes. It doesn't mean they hate people who eat mangoes. You know, so the reason I'm saying is because we always pretend as if it's not an issue, but we always have these kitchen table talks.
Oh, yeah.
Where we have honest conversations. Me, I want this to be a table talk.
Oh, yeah.
Where we're like, you know, your tribe cannot affect your vibe. Nah, bro, it does.
Actually, it does. Ukiangalia, come to think of it. Because it's like me, this missing at it. There are no culture in communities and stuff. Unaweza pata kuna msali raise your hivi.
Exactly.
Nah, me as a kissing, raise your hivi.
Yeah.
So it's up to probably, I don't know, like nakuelewa sasa. Yeah. So yeah.
Like most ladies I've seen on some of these TikToks, they fear being married to kisses.
Yeah.
They say why? That you guys have a temper.
Yeah.
Do you have a temper?
Nah.
Are you sure?
Me,
are you sure?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
I know Kikuyu ladies love Luo men because they know how to spoil those ladies.
Like any character development.
Character development, nayo.
Oh, yeah.
Abebo. Abebo. Character development.
But someone might be kissy and ana. Akwa na yo nini conk.
Ana ukisi.
Eh, yo conk.
I don't know any kissy person. Mwenyana ukisi. The same way, I don't have sisters, so I think I can say this. If I had sisters, I wouldn't want them to. I generally wouldn't want them to be married to Kikuyu men. Because I feel like we're very stingy. I'd be like, listen, bro, me, I don't want your my brother-in-law to be stingy to end a place and yangalia. No, when do me work way to spoil us?
Yeah, actually,
do shit for us.
From my place, wakisikia anytime. You're dating, ni tribe gani
mkuzile. They always start. So we don't want to pretend as if this is not things come.
And then they tell me, usioe mkikuyu mkuzile. Oh, okay. Mkikuyu atakuwa, atachukua mali yako.
Atachukua mali yako.
Mkuzile, wow.
So these are conversations that people actually do have. We pretend as if it doesn't happen.
But
intrinsically, we are tribal.
Yeah.
We don't have to hold machetes and kill each other.
Yeah.
But there are certain ways that we look at one another and we know this is how, you know, we are. So, we're going to end, because I mean this conversation would go on forever.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But we're going to end with one thing, and I want you guys to come back, because I mean you guys have to come back.
Yeah,
we're
going
to end with something
you.
That, you know, that I feel is very, is a conversation we need to have as Kenyans, and be honest about it.
Yeah.
Do you believe monogamy exists? Is it possible to be, look how Kalele's eyes. Is it possible
yeah.
for an African man
yeah.
to be monogamous? Is it possible for an African woman yeah. to just be married to one man or be with one man? Is it realistic?
Let me go. If you guys stop dating after you get married, personally, me naenda inje.
Stop what ifs. Because you're basically blaming somebody for ati. Unajua ujako kikipile fire. That's why me felt like me, I'm leaving. No, I want you to tell me yeah. you're dating Wakaleli.
Mm.
I want you to look at her in the eyes and say, babe, listen.
Yeah.
Me, I know I'm dating you. I'm gonna... She's yeah? taken. Don't put her foro kuna Nairobi pigwe. Wakaleli, I love you. I'm with you. Babe, you've given me kids. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
But let me be honest with you, Wakaleli. Me, nataka tu ujue ukweli. Me, I'm going to marry. I'm going to remarry. I'm gonna get somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest. That's I want you to. Is it possible? Will you tell her that time? Oh, baby, usipova nini kwa bed. No, wachana na hizo. Iyo ni wewe, iyo ni issue zako. Be honest, ndani ya DNA yako. Is it possible for a Kenyan, for an African man to be monogamous? Let me help you, since I know it's a very tough. It's not tough, it's easy, but yeah. it's difficult to say. When I was younger, I always think genuinely. That no, if you love somebody, you love somebody. Iman yonia kutoka toka njes, juku fanya fanya nini. That's your weakness. Now that I am older,
yeah.
boy, me, I really, really believe an African man cannot be with one woman. It's not possible. I know people might chastise me, but polygamy is legal in our constitution.
Yeah.
An African man just cannot be with one woman. It's just, it is what it is. I have tried to think about it. It's difficult.
Yeah. Where I'm at right now, trust me, Atamimi, it's an option for me. Polygamy, it's an option for me because it's so hard to stay with one girl.
Okay, so so let Wakaleli know because she's like, no. It's there, she's dying. She's like,
okay, so what do we do?
Yeah?
Me, what?
look at Neil, look at...
Is she allowed to have two men?
Yes, no.
Polyandra?
me... Yeah. You, my husband, mm-hmm. you told me you want to get another wife, and I tell you, okay, can I get another one?
What are two issues?
So why is it like that? Why is it that you can get another wife,
yeah.
and she can't get another man?
Because it's not like people don't want to have sex with me as well, the way you want to have sex with other people.
Thank you.
It's not so like other men don't want to have me.
How does it feel for you?
Yeah.
And this is the reason why when we met... Yeah. This is the reason why when men cheat,
yeah.
the woman will always ask you,
yeah.
do you love her? Yeah, your girlfriend or wife will ask you, do you love her?
Because
for her, the issue that you have an emotional attachment with her
mm.
is way bigger than the sex.
Yeah.
But for a man, if your wife cheats on you,
yeah.
you're gonna ask her, did you sleep with him? When a man cheats, the woman asks, do you love her?
Actually, scenarios of saying me.
When a woman cheats...
How was the sex? How was the sex?
That comes after. What do you mean,
But even how was the sex is just basically for you to prove and find out, did you really have sex?
Yeah. Jealousy and an ego issue and stuff. But, okay, this is what I think about
polygamy. So hold up. So for you, a man having... two wives or not being able to have one, two wives, is DNA, is within us. The same way I said it, yeah? But a woman having another man apart from you messes up with your ego. I don't understand. It goes back to us. It means we are like children.
There's something then. I don't know.
We have problems as men.
No, let's say, this is how I usually picture. Nanisha yona, iki happen. Like, I don't, polygamy means you've married two wives, isn't it? What do we call this? Yeah. Okay, I want to stay with my wife,
yeah.
but for men, we don't cheat with emotions. We don't cheat with emotions. Like I can sleep with you regardless of emotions. But when a woman sleeps, like he's sleeping, yeah, and I sleep no emotions. So probably I have you as my wife, but I can go outside, sleep with other women because there's devoid of the emotions.
Okay.
And come back to you. Still treating you with the same respect, they change respect towards you. I come home
first
on time.
Let me tell you.
Ukiona
kwa nyumba utapata tu mafuta zako complain about. Trust me. you will not like her food anymore. There's, you'll find a reason.
It's just something. Yeah.
Unless you know how to hide. Wait to where to mwongo, to where to wenda, where to people.
Like, that's subconsciously.
But subconsciously, you'll find yourself saying things.
Oh, yeah.
Your mood will change.
Like, you
come home, you don't want to eat because umetoka kupikiwa ma pasta. Na huku umezoea pilau njeri. So now, all of a sudden, you have standards.
Ndio wana sema ni kanairo, like, hey, relationship ni crazy. Like,
yeah.
Do you believe...
Between you guys to...
Do you believe that African men can be monogamous? Or is for you, it's like... Yeah, you guys are... Yeah, if you do this shit, me, I'm leaving you.
I think men can be monogamous. Ata si African, West, men can be monogamous.
Period.
Me nona ni a point of choice. Like, I understand men don't have it, like, ati don't have, no. Like, don't usually do these things with emotions. Like, it's just sex, yeah. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, I think whatever you're carrying as a man... Like, before you do whatever it is you're doing, like, the weight of it all, you're going to lose your family, you're going to lose this, you're going to lose that. Like, at a moment, your wife will start seeing you as someone else, you know?
Yeah.
And probably the person you're cheating with, at a hakujali, so now you're single.
No, at a sijali, because for me, nishalala na like, nile, okay.
But now,
wakaleli ya kilala na chali mwingine. It akuwa biggie. So basically we are saying is that we need to have monogamous open relationships. Like we all need in our DNA, like 10, 15 years from people, whoever we are giving birth to, wajuange tu, in our tradition, you marry for church or for whatever, for tradition, but it's monogamous open relationships.
Mm. Mm.
Remember, nakumbuka, kuna relationships you happen hivi, niliona from the older generation. Like if a guy, if the husband akuna place anafa kuenda Dubai for work related issues, you find the wife anamwekea CD, nini the condom. Like, enda, na usitulete magonjwa.
Yeah.
It happens.
Mungu nisiwai fika hapo.
That's a meme.
Nisiwai fika hapo.
This dude, he's gone to Dubai. He's gone to Dubai.
He's gone to Dubai. Wewe na nani? You will not have a wife by the time you're coming back. What do you mean?
Yeah, so because are you saying that me, I'm holding it? Who tells you you have a right to go and
who
not hold it?
Who tells you someone else doesn't want me? The way you're going to be wanted there.
Yeah.
Atishika CD.
Yeah. Would you do that to your husband or even your boyfriend?
They are going
to.
What?
Not even to Dubai, to Kiambu here for like a 1 week.
We are dating.
Yeah.
Where CD at a labda uta yona tena maisha yako.
Yeah.
What do you mean at isituletema ugonjwa?
Basically, unasema endo kulane.
Endo kulane.
Babe, kulana lakini, yeah, unasema tu
lakini
kulane.
Urudi.
Yeah, urudi. But is that a way of safeguarding your relationship? Is that the right, is that proper? Like, does it, do you have to?
You don't have to. Yeah. I don't think you have to. Because, no, as a woman telling your man, Ati, go do this, but please don't do this. It's either you're also doing something you yourself, or you're just dead inside. As a woman,
so Naskia, you were saying that a woman must be sort of dead inside for her to be like, yeah, please, when you go there, you do what you gotta do and don't bring for us to go on to her.
You don't care about the man. You don't have emotions or...
Yeah, you must be dead inside for you to...
No, it's all about how the two of you mumepanga your relationship yen.
Yeah, but
relationship yangu na venye ya wale venye wameseta, it's different. It's very, very different.
But what would I say, that should be like the ideal sort of way of making relationships last.
No, for me, that's ideal to me. Like, ile, neza kwa huko tempted and stuff. But remember, I don't cheat with emotions. I'm cheating and then go back.
Me, I should be very
happy to my wife.
If I leave for the States or Canada or whatever, and my wife gives me a condom and tells me, yo, babe, it's a little gondra. Me, I don't even think I'll use it. Maybe that thing might have pepper inside.
Yeah,
probably,
you should
Yanni,
be scared.
I don't even touch it.
It's either she doesn't like you.
By the way, I'll just be very worried.
She doesn't care about you.
be very worried. But also, she's also saying that as you do that when you're in Dubai, also know that I will also protect myself when I'm in Nairobi. Why would you assume that it's only one way that, yeah, she's telling me that, yeah, me, no, I don't want you, you're a man. You got tempted, babe, but at least you go jama, you pate kamimba, you come, whatever, you pay him to mimba. But also, dema nasema, na wewe ujue pia mimi nikiwa huku Nairobi.
It's all good. Bora nisijue, like,
Ni bubu game.
Okay, then this is my problem with relationship then in Nairobi.
But it's not a relationship. Si tukae basi open.
What's this relationship basi? Basically, wase Nairobi waseme, listen, Zakayo anatupiga taxes. Like, tunatupata seriously.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a housemate.
Yeah.
Just say I'm looking for a housemate with benefits.
Actually, people out here, the concept of marriage, they're looking for life partners.
But mina sema, look for a housemate with benefits. Usemange,
we
pay the house together.
Yeah.
The same way housemates would live like in uni, if you went to like those bougie unis where they have like a fraternity or whatever, or a sorority where you guys can actually have a house on your own.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I cook, you cook. When kama kuna maji, we buy water together. Please, let's respect our spaces.
Yeah.
The only difference is when we're feeling horny or I'm horny, utanipea.
Exactly.
Because you're not in a relationship.
Yeah.
You guys are literally, you're in a tenantship.
Yeah.
That's what you are. Is that you live together, but nothing you're doing.
Commitment. No.
We need to redefine what relationship means. Because to me, so far now, the more I speak, especially to young people, is that it's just vibes and inshallah.
Exactly.
Whatever happens, happens.
Even during a farmer's day.
Huh?
Even during a far.
What do you mean?
So are you looking for a co-tenant?
Exactly. Yeah.
Hiya.
Hi, my God.
Hiya. Not okay, talking to
you. Are you gonna apply for this tenantship?
Mm-mm.
If you realize that men in Nairobi just want co-house.
Come on, but it's in Nairobi. You go.
You know why?
Where?
You know why?
Yeah.
No. Our relationship is a duty. Marriage is a duty. Nataka job iko duty free like ile.
Okay, so
job,
basically, you're basically saying that you're lazy.
Fluid, eh?
Where utaki kazi mingi?
Nah, no, right now, man. Sign, cause you let us. We keep it moving.
And Wakaleli is saying, if we don't start the work now, so where? How are we getting married? We don't have to go 50, then we start the work. How do you start the work? And remember, kipata mimba unamwachia mimba. Yeah. So afanye the work of kubebeyo mimba.
No.
I know you will take care of the baby, but naturally, atachwa na mtoi.
Naturally,
this is yet a mtoto.
But the thing is, she still has more burden.
But I still have a kid from what I thought would be.
And while she's having
marriage.
This kid and her life has to stop a little bit of pause, you're still out here, baby, she got condom in Dubai.
Yo. Okay.
You be careful, please, usin let her ugonjwa.
Watch a kai. No, let me tell you,
I'll be careful. Stuck with her ugonjwa stuff. Evo.
Watch a kai.
Nani sijue ni nani na nani. She can be here now, Miss Marsh. Bora nisijue.
Okay, you know what happens?
Akuna, my ego will be so fucking bruised. So I'll be like, fucking hell. I'm not after mwingine tena. Please, my only rule. It's okay, my only rule is you do you. Nisiwa ijua.
Let me tell
you. Nikijua, yon yo deal breaker.
What are you going to Wakaleli told me last week? And I nearly forgot. Thank God it's come out now. Don't ever play that fucking cheating game with women.
They're good at it.
Wakaleli, please.
Don't you ever?
Why?
No, like what can you convey? Like I think a woman anakuanga me could trust so much emotionally.
Yeah.
No wonder inakuanga something that you really want from like your man.
Yeah.
Like that kind of validation of emotions.
Yeah.
So aki could trust na something with you know herself.
Yeah.
Like you'll protect my emotions. You'll protect this and that.
Mm.
But to say me ufanye too, maybe because well I'm a man I can do it.
But also Wakaleli, mwambie when it comes to women cheating.
Yo, because most people like women don't cheat.
Imagine it's not a relationship, so we're not saying you're cheating.
Yeah, but the thing is, if Wakaleli cheats on you, you'll never find out.
You'll never find out.
When women cheat, bro, you'll never find out.
When you're an attacker, because I've not, sijaka emotions hango hapo, we're just mashing navel.
But imagine you're not
even cheating on me.
But listen, if she lets you find out, if she lets you know, she knows she'll kill you.
But at the end of the day, okay.
If Wakaleli leaves any proof for you, at his G.O., Albeba, Anava, Boxer, Ata, Ivai, Nani, Boxer, Chale, Mungine, Ata, maybe I'm not too LTY Kiki, but she's just pretending. Atitu akupe tu hint,
yeah.
Ujue that she's still on you, you will die. wewe vile tumesha kuona hivi utakufa. Wewe utakuwa na stress.
So, ni relationship ni ya? Kama it's kuna not, emotions involved?
Venye umesema, it's not a relationship. It's a... When
tenantship.
Tenantship, hivyo.
So basically, people should not look for a relationship.
Watu waache.
Mi naona yangu. Yangu
okay,
ni hivyo.
Okay,
yeah,
yako.
Yeah. Okay. Like, it all depends you how you're going to...
Let's conclude by you telling me, do you believe relationships in relationships anymore? And we're speaking Nairobi because I'm from Nairobi. I don't know about Turkana, I don't know about Mombasa, but when you guys come from Mombasa with SGR to Nairobi, this is what you're gonna expect. So don't come here with I'm looking for bro, there's no for looking for in the two things will go. Do you believe in relationships at the end of it all? Do you think they that can be into like a relationship?
Yes, I do. Yeah. But hakuna manual. Hakuna mtu akuna manual ya relationships are they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's for between you two to define how you want your relationship to be.
Mm-hmm.
Hivyo tu ndio naonanga for
okay.
me.
What about you, Kaleli?
Yeah, most definitely. Ni worth it. Juu, at the end of the day, kuna negatives na pia kuna this nice thriving relationships hata in Nairobi.
Yeah.
Kuna wenye wanaweza sema this is what we've done and they can actually attest to it na... tunaweza fulu. So, atwezi sema it's not worth it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're social beings. You need someone. You can't die alone.
Yeah. And our parents, if they're in Nairobi, they're making it work.
They're making it work.
Yeah.
So, relationships do make sense. Mm. I didn't think they made sense until... I think it's just the type of person you date. Also, the person that you are. Because you attract who you are.
Mm.
If you're a shit person, that is exactly what you're going to attract.
Let me ask you. Have you said you didn't believe at first if they work? Is it because you've heard me speak because like, oh shit, anyezi na wak. Like, in the sense, like, ah.
No, have it's the experience I've had.
Because
I've been open, like this is life.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to die tomorrow na niseme, oh, this is what I didn't do. This okay, I want to live my utmost, to my utmost. If it's emotions, it's love. I want to do it all.
Nice.
Sour, so.
Omuya is here thinking that he has had a lasting effect on you.
No. My man.
Not because of you. Look at this one. Anyway, guys, tomorrow is Christmas. Do you have anything you want to say about Christmas? Any memories? Yeah, tomorrow is Christmas. Because it's airing. Today is 24th of December. Yeah, it's 24th of December. And tomorrow is Christmas. So have any Christmas memories? All I remember about Christmas is wearing... Yangwampia. And like hiding them until that day came out and then you realize all of you bought this clothes from the same exhibition.
Uh-huh.
So you all look alike in church or whatever.
The only memory about Nene Christmas, chapati.
Yeah.
Yeah, chapati.
Some
for
of
me.
You don't know. Some of you grow up eating chapatis every Wednesday. Because you've got house managers who cook for you chapatis. We grew up eating chapati once a year.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we were poor.
Nguompia.
God, we were poor.
Nguompia, kiatumpia.
Jesus, in December.
Yeah, Christmas, unapata nguo. Every Sunday of the next year, you're going to be wearing that clothes. Yeah. Sunday best.
Gosh. So sad.
Yeah.
Anyway, and maybe you are also in shags or something with your family.
Yeah.
And you finally get to meet your cousins and have a good time and go to the shamba.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and be with the cows and the goats and just leave Nairobi. So maybe I hope you guys enjoy your Christmas and have a merry, merry Christmas from Unlock Your Soul with Antonio Soul. We don't have any of those trees and funny things. We don't do that here. we don't do that here. But Merry Christmas to my family, to everyone who's been tuning in and who's been watching and listening. Merry Christmas to you. Who you gonna tell Merry Christmas to who?
To my family. To my family, to my family, to my friends, my sisters. Yeah.
That's what's up. You?
Love it.
Merry Christmas to my brothers, to my family. To my girlfriends, and most importantly, my daughter Tatiana. This is not my face, so I love you.
To your girlfriends.
Yeah.
Girlfriends.
So now Tatiana, if she's watching, she knows my dad has girlfriends.
This is not my face, so...
Merry Christmas! Woo! Yay!
Thank you for having
Feliz
us.
Feliz Navidad! Thank you for choosing Unlock Your Soul podcast, where it helps you to grow and, of course, Unlock Your Soul. I hope you learned something new, something bright, something great today, and that you can also share this podcast with each and every single person that you know. All you gotta do is review, like, and share this podcast on your favorite social media platform. Also, make sure you check us out on YouTube at Unlock Your Soul Podcast, on Instagram at Unlock Your Soul Pod, and on TikTok at Unlock Your Soul Podcast. It's time